Hello and welcome to the first audio boo for Jake's Pompey News. We start today with a roundup of the scores and fixtures from today's matches. Barnsley 2, Doncaster 0. Birmingham 1, Peterborough 1. Burnley 1, Leeds 2. Coventry 1, West Ham 2. Derby 0, Hull 2. Middlesbrough 2, Blackpool 2. Nottingham Forest 3, Ipswich 2. What? There 2. Reading 1, Cardiff 2. Southampton 3, Brighton 0. Watford 2, and Portsmouth 0. Well, as we heard there, Watford beat Pompey by 2 goals. One coming after 2 minutes and one coming after that 45 minute mark. It was a good match for the Hornets, but not for Pompey. I mean, Michael Appleton said after the match, he said, "I learnt a lot from that, particularly about individuals. It gives me a lot to ponder over the coming weeks about certain players and their attributes and what they can bring to the team and the squad. Hopefully that will be a blessing in disguise. I'm glad it was my first game and not after 5 or 6 matches. We let in every early goal. I said to the players that we still had 88 minutes and stoppage time to do something about it. I think the more players we have to take responsibility, the better opportunity we'll have for coming back from conceding early goals." With the Pompey squad of Henderson, Halford, Pierce, Roger, Ben Hain, who was substituting for Ben Charney at half time, Ward, Mullins, Norris, Mazak, who substituted him at 71 minutes, Haswell, Klepp, Kitts, and Varney, with Ashdown and McKenna and Canoe not used. Compared to a Hornets side of Bloch, Hodgson, Maripia, Nosworthy, Dickinson, Yates, Hogg, Worm, Brinburn, Kitley, who was substituted at 83 minutes with Dini, Sordell, Ewellium, with Gil Martin, US Dessay, and Murphy and Bietti not used in subs. The Hornets actually had a booking with Hogs being booked at 75 minutes. The attendance was 12,864, with 1,727 of them Pompey fans. The Blues are next back in action next week at home at Fratton Park against Leicester. In the meantime, well, that's, you can catch up with all the news.